Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Bob Haney, he's been yelling at interns for years. He joins us right
Notorious
now on the Fan Hotline. Bob Haney, 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. Bob, first off, how dare you? How dare the Baltimore Ravens? The 30th anniversary has got to be celebrated on the day they play the Cleveland Browns. You couldn't have waited until week 3.
Seems intentional, Bob.
You really couldn't have waited. And I mean, hey, I'm not taking shots at you, but it does feel very intensely personal here, where it's like, hey, the players, they don't know. I don't think Myles Garrett knew that the Browns used to be the Ravens. I wonder if he does right now. But I'm telling you right now, like, what the hell, Bob? They couldn't have shared it at some other time?
And by happenstance, Joe Flacco is going to be the starting quarterback for the Browns. And on top of that, that day, the home opener for the Ravens will also be the 50th anniversary of the 1975 Colts, who went from 1-4 to 10-4 and won the AFC East. And they will be celebrated at halftime as well. And during that season, I was just 10 years old. I believe they beat the Cleveland Browns 20-0. So, yeah, a lot of piling on Cleveland that day here in Baltimore.
How about on that Friday we do Bob Irsay Day here on The Fan? What would you think?
Yeah, that would be very nice, would it?
It would be frowned upon, I'm assuming, in our part.
I have a whole theory about that, but Bob, I mean, you're a good guy. I ain't going to rip you for it. They are taking on the Washington Commanders Saturday at noon. Now, regale me here because I'm not very familiar, and I don't know what maybe John Harbaugh said yesterday. If he said anything yesterday, it's a Saturday matchup, so I assume there was media availability. Lamar Jackson, going to go? Going to keep out? What are we going to do there?
No, he hasn't played in a preseason game in a couple of years. Cooper Rush will start the first half. Leary will get the second half. And anyone expected to be a starter will not play. Malachi Starks, for instance, first-round pick out of Georgia. But, you know, guys fighting for the roster spots, they'll play, obviously. But guys who have already made the team in regards to depth pieces, they'll play also. But the starters, no way in hell they'll see the field. John Harbaugh made that clear before the Cowboys game, that you won't see the starters this preseason.
Do you think, I mean, Bob, you've been around for a while here. I'm just making you older and older as the interview goes on. I'm sorry to do that. Do you think you can only get away with that when you have a good culture, a really good culture?
And you're trying to avoid injuries, obviously. And, yes, the goal is for them to get deep into January. The regular season is what it is. You have to stack wins and accumulate success and get to the postseason. But for the starters, and they got the vets like Henry and D-Hop, as he's now known around these parts, DeAndre Hopkins, but he's been dealing with something. Jaire Alexander's had a knee problem since they signed him from Green Bay. So there are guys like that that they're kind of handling with certain amount of care. Isaiah Likely's probably going to miss the first couple of weeks of the season. So, yeah, it's all about culture, to your point, yes, of success, but also maintaining the bigger picture mentality here.
All right, your second-round pick, Mike Green, had been investigated for two sexual assault allegations, and the reason I bring it up was we're going through that seemingly almost every year with the Browns in one way, shape, or form or another. What do you guys do when you talk about that? Do you have fans that criticize the team ever for doing that, or do the Ravens, because of their established success, are they able to dodge any of that criticism?
Well, I mean, you go back to Ray Rice. And they took a lot of heat for refusing to be proactive when that came out, until everyone saw the video, and then they were pretty much forced to get rid of him. And the Mike Green, he was drafted pretty much a week before they released Justin Tucker. And I was asking on the air, well, all these people investigating Mike Green, where the hell were they with Justin Tucker for the last 5 years or 6 years? Because the allegations with him go back to 2016. The Ravens let the league handle it. And once they drafted Tyler Loop, the writing was on the wall. But there was some level of criticism for sure about Mike Green, but that has not been a talking point, fellas, since the draft. And he's looked really good in training camp. Expectations are high, so that's all gone.
Baltimore at Washington, Saturday, high noon. That's Bob Haney, 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. Now we go to Cincinnati, where there's danger in Cincinnati of Trey Hendrickson missing the season or even being traded. They host the Indianapolis Colts coming up on Saturday at 1 p.m. Mo, Trey Hendrickson, he's going to start the season with the Cincinnati Bengals.
My guess is still yes, although I don't feel as good about that, the answer to that question, if you would ask me a week ago. I still think at the end of the day, you defer to the track record. Joe Burrow has referenced this a few times, that the Bengals do have a history of getting some of these deals done at the very last second. If they do, I think we'll all ask, why couldn't this have gotten done months ago? I still believe at the end of the day, they're going to figure out some compromise to give Trey the guarantees that he wants, while maybe not making him, you know, one of the highest paid edge rushers in football. But this thing has taken on so many different twists and turns that, frankly, any outcome to me would be unsurprising.
It seems like the entire onus on the Bengals, their coaching staff, is to avoid a four straight 0-2 start. Is that why we're seeing Joe Burrow, albeit running for his life in a preseason game, still out there? Like, because he has nothing to prove.
100%. Look, they started 0-2 each of the last 3 years. 0-3 last year, 1-4 last season. The track record isn't just that they lose the first game. It's that they look completely disjointed, totally unprepared, completely out of sync. Now, the biggest reason why the offense has performed poorly in each of the last 3 years is Joe Burrow has been dealing with something, whether it was a calf issue 2 years ago, an appendectomy 3 years ago, or last season just discomfort coming off of wrist surgery. But the entire preseason and training camp has been altered, modified, and they've done that in an effort to get off to a quicker start. It's why you saw Joe Burrow out there for longer than he should have been against Washington. It's why I think there's at least a chance that he plays a little bit on Saturday against Indianapolis. They're doing everything they can to avoid looking like the way they've looked over the last 3 years in the season opener and losing the season opener the way they have in every year under Zach Taylor, with the exception of 2021.
The pile-on was obvious.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well,
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
When it came to how bad the defense was again in a preseason game, are we overreacting to preseason? Is there any indication that Cincinnati might be preserving some defensive strategies for the regular season that could get them to be not one of the worst in the league?
It's not an overreaction at all, because it's basically the same guys we saw last year. You know, it would be one thing if the Bengals spent their offseason overhauling their defense and there were a whole bunch of new guys. There are some newer players, but for the most part, the players you saw out there in the first two preseason games, especially the one against Washington on Monday, are the guys who are a part of last year's awful defense, minus Trey Hendrickson. And so this unit does not deserve the benefit of the doubt. You know, you may say, well, it's going to take some time under a new defensive coordinator, Al Golden, but he's playing with the same guys that got Lou Anarumo fired last year, with the exception of a handful of players. So, no, I think when you see the same things from the same group of players we saw last year, I don't know how you suddenly go, you know what, we expect the results to be different.
I absolutely, totally, 100% agree with Mo Egger on that. Mo Egger, ESPN 1530 in Cincinnati as they get ready to host the Indianapolis Colts coming up on Saturday at 1 p.m. We finish it off with Chris Muller, 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh, as those Pittsburgh Steelers are getting ready for a game tomorrow at Carolina, 7 p.m. to finish up their preseason. All right, Aaron Rodgers, why do they seem to treat the quarterback position like it's any other position there? Because I thought getting Aaron Rodgers was like an all-in move, and you guys are just nonplussed by anything about this season, it seems.
Are you saying like the fans are, the team
Everybody, the team, the fans, the media, yeah. I thought Kabale would be excited. He ain't excited.
Well, I'm surprised he's not more excited. I guess he's been conflicted all camp because they finally brought in Aaron Rodgers, who's on McAfee, which employs Kabale. Now he can't say that Mason Rudolph's the best arm in camp and should be the starter. That's just the truth.
Wow.
That's just the truth.
Did he go on with you? Do you say that to his face?
Yeah, I did say it to him. Yeah, 100%. I said, oh, now that Aaron Rodgers is, you're employed by the same guy or you're getting paid by the same guy, you can't say Mason Rudolph's the best anymore. You know, it's funny that the fans, I'm sure there's Browns fans like this, although I'm sure it's a little different with their overall, lack of success. There are fans who believe that this is going to be, this big year that they're going to make a playoff run, but the team is absolutely, positioning itself like there's no downsides to this. Oh, hey, if we make it to the playoffs and lose, so what? We've done that a lot. If we make it to the playoffs and win, look at us. We made this great move. And hey, if this blows up in our face and we go 6-11 and Rodgers goes out with a whimper, well, we've got better draft position for a much more loaded quarterback class than the one that had Kenny Two Gloves in it as the first guy off the board. So they are trying to have their cake and eat it too. And I think you actually do give a good description of kind of the mood about town here. It is very weird.
So is there really a contingent of fans, or even a strong one, a movement of fans that believe Mason Rudolph is better than Aaron Rodgers?
So I'll count the people. I think Kabale in his heart of hearts actually still believes that but won't say it. Pony tried to go on the air and say Mason Rudolph might be better than Aaron Rodgers. That was after the first preseason game. After the second one, when he looked like Tennessee Mason Rudolph, I didn't hear that as much. And other than that, there's, I think, one guy I went to high school with who likes to Photoshop the Lombardi Trophy and various pictures involving Mason Rudolph. But I'll tell you the serious answer is, there are a lot of people who don't like Mike Tomlin and don't think Mike Tomlin understands how to like handle the quarterback position, which I think they have some real evidence on their side there, who feel like he has done Mason Rudolph wrong by never giving him any kind of a serious chance, even though the best three games we've seen a quarterback play probably in a row post Ben Roethlisberger were the three that Rudolph won to get them into the playoffs 2 years ago. So I think there's like there's a contingent that supports him, but it's almost exclusively because they want to kind of throw more shade at Tomlin for never giving the guy a chance.
Have you, I'm sure you're always studying, deciphering what a quarterback says when they do media availabilities all the time, but are you sensing confidence out of Aaron Rodgers? Are you sensing a guy that could be a little anxious about this situation coming off the injury and everything? Or what are you getting out of him?
That is a good question because I haven't thought about it in those terms. Best answer I could give you on the spot is I'm sensing he's very comfortable in the situation he is in. And by that, I mean he knows that the coach, at least right now, is giving him like a wide berth. I think Mike Tomlin would normally want to give his starting quarterback a series or two in the preseason. In fact, this stat got put out there yesterday. This is going to be the first preseason where the presumptive starter doesn't play a single snap since before Roethlisberger got drafted, so that even predates Tomlin. I think Rodgers knows that the coach has this immense amount of respect for him, is giving him a lot of leeway, and I think that puts him in a very comfortable spot. And plus, I mean, listen, I think the people who work in the media here do their jobs and are trying to do them well, but it's a different thing than the New York media, which is always going to be a little bit more, especially the Jets media, my God, which is going to be a bit more adversarial. A bit more trying to dig and dig and dig. And here I think Rodgers can kind of do his thing and do his routine, and people aren't going to like necessarily crush him for it or make every single syllable that comes out of his mouth into a massive story.
Chris Muller, 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh, part of the great triumvirate that is around the AFC North. Remember, they all appear on the Fan Hotline. Bob Haney, 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. Mo Egger, ESPN 1530 in Cincinnati. And Chris Muller, 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh as they get ready to head to Carolina at 7 p.m. coming up tomorrow on NFL Network. I am satiated by that. That's interesting about the whole Mason Rudolph thing. I haven't listened to him in a while. I do try to check in on the boys there from time to time because I'm building a lawsuit for intellectual property and suing them on it. They don't know that right now. If they're having that argument, you can just cross the Steelers off. If it's an Aaron Rodgers, Mason Rudolph thing, hey, I don't mean to throw stones here, guys, but I don't have the Browns being contenders this year. If that's the case, then you might want to just cross them off then and maybe even wave bye to Mike Tomlin because that dog ain't going to hunt if you're having real serious arguments within the fans and media about Mason Rudolph or Aaron Rodgers.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.